This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, HaTruma VaBikurim. Truma and Bikurim may only be eaten by a Kohen. Chayovim Aleim Misa V'Chaymesh. If a non-Kohen eats them deliberately, he's liable for death by the hands of heaven. If by accident, he must replace them with an additional fifth. Va'asurim lazarim, they are forbidden to non-kohanim. V'heim nichse kohen, they are the property of a kohen who may sell them for other kohanim to eat. Va'oilin be'echad umeya, if they get mixed with other foods, they become butl at a ratio of 1 to 100. Utuunin rechitzas yodayim, the kohen must wash hands before eating them. V'ha'arev shemesh, if he became tamei and went to the mikvah, he must wait until nightfall before eating them. Hare elu betruma ubebikurim, mashe enkein b'meiser. All this is true of truma and bikurim, but not of meiser, and that is the end. Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Yesh Meiser, Ubikurim, Masha Enkein, Betruma, Meiser Sheini, and Bikurim share things in common, which they do not share with Truma. Shaha Meiser, Vaha Bikurim, Tuunim, Havoas Makom. Meiser Sheini, and Bikurim must be brought to a special place. Meiser Sheini to Yerushalayim and Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Utuunim vidui. Pesukim are read over them. Va'asurin la'aynin. They are forbidden to an aynin who is a person whose relative died that day. Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon permits Bikurim to an einein. V'chayovim babi'ur, they must be finished by Erev Pesach of the 4th and 7th year of the Shemitah cycle. For Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon said that bikurim need not be finished. V'asurin kol shehein mele'echol b'Yerushalayim, if they get mixed with other foods in Yerushalayim, they do not become batel in any case. V'gidulehem asurin mele'echol b'Yerushalayim af lezarim u'lebehema, and not in order to plant them and then permit what grows from them outside of Yerushalayim, and not in order to allow non-kohanim to eat the mixed bikurim, and not in order to allow animals to eat the mixed meiser. Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon permits what grows from the mixture if it is planted. Hari elu b'maisa u'babikurim masha enkein b'truma. All these things are true of Meiser Sheini and Bikurim, but they are not true of Truma. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, Yesh b'truma u'maiser masha enkein b'bikurim. Truma and Meiser share things in common which they do not share with Bikurim. Shaha Truma v'ha Meiser oisrin es ha-goyrin. Produce is forbidden until Teruma and Meiser are separated. V'yesh lohem shiur, there is a certain amount that must be separated for them. V'nohagim b'chol ha-peiros, they are required from all kinds of produce. Bifnei Abayis v'shalo bifnei Abayis, they are required whether or not the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Uba'arisis uba'chakairos, they are required even from different types of sharecroppers. Uba'sakrikoin, and from land taken by murdering bandits. Uba'gazlan, or from land thieves. All these things are true of Truma and Meiser, but they are not true of Bikurim, and that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. V'yesh ba'bikurim ma'she enkein b'truma u'b'meiser. Bikurim have laws that do not apply to truma or meiser. Sha'bikurim niknin b'mechuber l'karka. Bikurim are designated before the fruit are picked. V'ose odom kol sodeyu bikurim. A person can designate his entire field as bikurim. V'chayev ba'achriyusam. A person is responsible for his bikurim until they reach the Beis HaMikdash and must replace them if they are lost or destroyed. U'tu'unin korban. V'shir. They require a korban and a song. U'tenufa. They must be waved in the air. Velina. And the person who brings them must remain in Yerushalayim overnight. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei. Trumas Meiser, Shavala Bikurim, B'shtei Drachim. Trumas Meiser, which the Levi separates from his Meiser to give to the Kohen, is similar to Bikurim in two ways. V'la Truma B'shtei Drachim, and is similar to Truma in two ways. Nitelas min ha-tahor ala tame. Like bikurim, one may designate pure produce as trumas meiser on behalf of impure produce. Vishaloi min hamukaf, and one may designate trumas meiser on behalf of other produce far away, neither of which is true of truma. Ka bikurim, in this way, they are similar to bikurim. V'oseres es ha-goyren, like truma, the produce is forbidden until it is separated. V'yesh lo shir, and there is a certain amount that must be separated, neither of which is true of bikurim. Kitruma, and this is the way trumas meisel is similar to truma, and that is the end of Mishnah Hei. Masechtas bikurim, perik beis, Mishnah Vav. Esreg shava le'ilan b'shloisha drachim. An esreg has the laws of a fruit tree in three ways. V'alayerek b'derech echad. And the laws of a vegetable in one way. Shava le'ilan b'orlo u'b'revoye u'b'ashvias. It has the laws of a fruit and that the restrictions of orla as well as revai and as well as for Shemitah, are determined based on the year in which its chanata, its blossoming, occurs. V'alayerek b'derech echad, shebishas l'kitosai isurai divrei Rabban Gamliel. It has the laws of a vegetable in that it is tithed based on the year in which it is picked. This is all according to Rabban Gamliel. Rab Eliezer Aymer shava lo ilan b'chol davar. Rab Eliezer argued that an esreg has the laws of a fruit in all ways. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Dam mahalchei shtayim, human blood, shava l'dam behema, has the laws of animal blood, lahachsher es hazrayim, in that it makes food that it touches susceptible to ritual impurity. V'dam hasheretz, ein chayavin alav, human blood has the laws of sheretz blood, in that a person who drinks it is not liable for lashes, for the prohibition against blood, but he is liable for the prohibition against shratzim. That's in the Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Bikurim, Perik Beis Mishnah Ches, Koi Yesh Bo Drachim Shavala Chai, V'yesh Bo Drachim Shavala Behema. There are some ways in which the Koi animal has the laws of a Chaya, a wild animal, and some ways in which it has the laws of Behema, which is a domesticated animal. V'yesh Bo Drachim Shavala Behema, V'la Chaya, some ways in which it has the laws of both. V'yesh bo drachim she'enu shava lo la behema v'lolachai, and in some ways in which it has the laws of neither. The Chachamim did not determine exactly where this type of animal should belong to, either into the category of a wild animal or domesticated animal, and that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, Ketzad Shava Lachai, Domoy Ta'un Kisui Kedam Chaya. Like a chaya, the koi's blood must be covered after it is slaughtered. Ve'ein sheichtin oisai b'yantiv, it may not be slaughtered on yantiv. Ve'im shchotai ein mekasin es damai, if it is slaughtered on yantiv, its blood may not be covered, since the ashes used to cover blood on yantiv are prepared for use only for chayas and birds, which definitely require it. V'chelbay metame betumis nevela kachaya, if it becomes a nevela, its chelev fat is suffic tame, since it may be a chaya whose chelev is tame. V'tum asay besuffic, its chelev fat is suffic tame. V'ein paiden by petach amor, it may not be used to redeem a firstborn donkey, since it might be a chaya, which does not belong to the family of sheep. And that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud, Ketzad Shava LaBehema, Chel Bay Aser Kechelev Behema. Like a behema, a koi is that its chelev fat may not be eaten. V'ein chay oven olav karis, but a person who eats it is not liable for karis, since it might be a chaya. V'einai nilkach bekesef meiser le'echol b'Yushalayim, it may not be purchased with meiser sheni money to eat in Yushalayim, since a behema bought with meiser sheni money must be offered as a shlamim korban, whereas a koi cannot be offered. V'chayov bizroya ulechayoyim vokeva, its forearm, jaw, and stomach must be given to a kohen. Reb Eliezer paiter shehamaitzi mechaveiroi olav haraya. Reb Eliezer said that it need not be given to a kohen, since the kohen cannot prove that it is really a behema from which these gifts must be given. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ketzad Einoi Shava, Lo Lechaya, Velo Lebehema, Aser Mishum Klayim Im Achaya, Vim HaBehema, it is unlike a chaya or a behema in that it may not be bred with either or made to work with either due to the prohibition against klayim. Hakosiv chay osai ubehemtai libnai, lo kosiv loy es hakoi. If a person leaves all his chayos and behemos to his son in his will, it does not include a koi. Im omar hareini nazir sheze chaya o behema, Harehu Nazir. If a person says, I am a Nazir, if this is a Chaya, or a Behema, or both, or neither, in any case, he is a Safik Nazir. Ushar kol adrochim shava l'chaya v'la Behema. In all other ways, it shares the laws of both Chayas and Behemas. V'to'un shechita kozeh, because it must be slaughtered before it is eaten. Umetame mishum nevelo, if it becomes a nevelo, its meat is tame. Umishum aver min hachai kozeh v'kozeh, it is forbidden to eat a limb taken from a living koi. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.